This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
WOKV News, time 8:11. Action News Jax Robert Grant has been following the search and the vetting of the Duval County Public Schools superintendent for what seems like a very long time now. He joins us. Robert, you'll be at today's meeting. Is this just a formal finalization of the contract?
Exactly, Christine. There's been kind of a back and forth negotiations between Dr. Bernier, the incoming superintendent, and then the district as well. So Dr. Bernier's original proposal was $350,000, which was the max of what was advertised on the district's campaign and their advertisement for this position. They came back $70,000 less at $280,000, and then they agreed somewhere in the middle at $320,000 for his yearly salary. So that's what will go before the board today at 9 a.m. They will vote on that, but there has been a lot that's come out over the past week or so regarding a whistleblower investigation that involves Dr. Bernier. So I expect that to be brought up today as well.
And since you have been following this for such a long time, do you think that the superintendent will continue to be plagued by some of those allegations that do seem to keep popping up, or are we now beyond that?
Well, Christine, I've talked to several different teachers and parents over the past couple of weeks now, and their main concern is that the board knew about this during the selection process. In fact, we got an email that showed board members knew about this late April, weeks before the final decision was ever made as to who would lead the district next. And so their concern is that this was all going on. They knew there was an investigation happening over in Lee County. That's where Dr. Bernier was the superintendent previously. Yet they didn't tell teachers, they didn't tell parents during that selection process. I know a few teachers who plan to go to the board meeting today and talk during the public comment. And we've reached out to Dr. Bernier as well. I got a statement from the district on his behalf last week that essentially says he left on good terms and he brought Lee County schools to a different level, and he hopes to continue that success now over in Duval. And part of the reason he continues to really hammer down on the reason he left is because Lee County had a community vote to move from an appointed superintendent position over to an elected position. And then he chose, because of that, to apply here to DCPS.
Okay. And do you expect him to be very active in the discussions regarding the school closures, the possible school closures in Duval County?
That was a big part of the reason some parents and teachers, community members said they liked him, is because of his pro school choice stance. He's also a Florida person. He worked in a Florida district. He's familiar with the Florida Department of Education. So he understands this push towards charter schools and this kind of a new voucher system and the change in attendance when it comes to public, traditional public schools to these charter schools. Now, on the flip side, several parents and teachers also wanted the other person, the other potential, which was Dr. Smith coming from Virginia, because he was more pro-traditional schools and really trying to advocate for keeping those neighborhood public schools open. So Dr. Bernier will definitely be very active and involved when it comes to this consolidation plan. Whether or not you agree with what he has to say is really going to depend on your stance when it comes to school choice, which has been a big topic over the past couple of years here in Florida.
Thank you so much. And Robert, we look forward to getting your recap at noon. Action News Jax Robert Grant following that search, and we'll have more on Action News Jax at noon. And you can find the full story at WOKV.com.